Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
It's what we do. Insperity, inspiring business performance.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. So we're trying to round up a guy named Jim Harper, a new friend, and we're having a little difficulty making that connection right now. But he's going to talk to us about, he was going to talk about something that I'm going to continue to talk to you about. Now, he's the expert, but I know a little bit about this, and I still want to cover this topic, and we're going to continue to try to round him up. So, you're familiar with Bitcoin. I only use Bitcoin because it's only one of the cryptocurrencies, and I'll explain that in a second. But it's probably the only one you've heard of, most of you. There are a handful of others. But this is the most prominent one, right? It's been in the news over the years. So a Bitcoin is a cryptocurrency. A cryptocurrency is digital, is a form of digital currency. This sort of like barter. Are you familiar with the barter organizations that have popped up over the years around the world, where you can, if you have some kind of an asset, you can pledge it to the barter organization. They'll give you a certain number of barter credits for it, and you can spend those credits when you deliver, if you ever deliver your lumber or your gas or your tires or whatever you've got. But no money changes hands because it's like, you know, it's like 10,000 years ago, right? Well, cryptocurrencies, but the point of all the barter is that no government is involved. There's no agency. It's peer-to-peer, basically. Well, cryptocurrencies are kind of like that, because there's no government involved, and it's much more complicated than this. I'm not going to do the best job of figuring it out. I'll explain it to you, but I'm going to get close. So a cryptocurrency is like Bitcoin, for example. You can buy Bitcoin through an organization Coinbase. Oh, by the way, here's Jim Harper. Hey, Jim, welcome to the show.
Great to be with you. Thanks.
Folks, Jim is VP of Competitive Enterprise Institute, former counsel for the Senate and the House, founding member of the Department of Homeland Security's Data Privacy and Integrity Advisory Committee. Jim, I was just giving the audience a little bit of a tutorial, to the best of my ability, of what a cryptocurrency is. And I use the concept of a Bitcoin, because most people have heard of that, even if they probably haven't heard of the other versions. And I was just about to tell them about how even the cryptocurrencies are not, you know, outside of the government purview. They're in the marketplace, like barter. I use the example of a barter organization. It's peer to peer, so to speak. But there are organizations that are helping to make the flow of Bitcoin between members, between peers, easier. One of those companies is Coinbase, right?
That's right.
So tell us what – go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
It's something like an exchange.
How am I doing so far?
You're doing pretty well. Now cryptocurrency is really hard to explain, and it usually takes about two or three bites of the apple coming at it from two or three directions before people get it. But it is a new form of money that's not physical. It's not paper. Disks of metal. It happens to be computer code, but it has the same properties as cash.
Well, if you think about it, what's the difference in that and the money most of us move around that we have in our head is green?
That's right.
Right?
That's exactly right. Yeah. And Coinbase is a place where you can buy or sell Bitcoin. They're one of the most substantial exchanges in the United States, and coincidentally, yesterday they raised $100 million to grow yet further. They were adding customers at one point at the rate of tens of thousands per day.
Think of it as, folks, like a farmer's market. We got all these farmers out there across the county that have all these goods, and they all come together under one roof, and you can show up and buy from them. They sell each other, et cetera, et cetera. Or a stock exchange, right?
This is what
a company like Coinbase is.
And it's on the Internet, so it's global.
Yep.
Fantastic and fascinating and new.
So this is a company that's facilitating the mainstreaming, the democratization of cryptocurrencies. I could go by there. You can go by there. But this is where it gets dicey, because they want to protect the privacy of their customers, don't they?
Yeah, and in that way, they're a standard digital company in that they have a privacy policy
right. That
pledges to keep your information secure and pledges not to share your information in general, though there are exceptions if there's a merger or they have service providers who want to serve help them provide services to you. That privacy policy, I think, is real. And it's something that Coinbase should stand by and currently.
Except that they're not selling potatoes. They're selling a financial asset, which can be tied to a lot of different activities, which makes the IRS think that its nose belongs in there, doesn't it?
It sure does. And
which the IRS is in my bank's business. It is in my security company, my Fidelity account. They do know all about that, so it makes them think they should be involved with Coinbase's business. And why not? Explain why not.
Well, yeah, many of our financial services providers have reporting requirements, and our employers do too. The IRS might argue we could do it on a different day. That's a little excessive. But what the IRS said to Coinbase is, we want to know everything about every customer of yours, on down to every single transaction, on down to their security settings, their communications with you, et cetera, for an entire period from 2013.
So not just whether you made money or not, like they do with a Fidelity account, for example, but they want to know about everything that's involved.
Everything. It was
And they sued them. And Coinbase is there's a case, folks. IRS v. USA v. Coinbase, and the Competitive Enterprise Institute has submitted an amicus brief in support of Coinbase. We come back, we're going to talk about this some more, folks. This is very complicated, I know, but I promise you, stay with us over the next 2 or 3 years.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.